Okay, so today is the 18th. This is Texas Emergency Hospital Chart Review for 8/17/2023. Dr. O'Hearn, O-H-E-A-R-N. First patient is JQ, 18-month-old baby, comes in with vomiting times one and fever. Fever was 100.4. Temperature, heart rate 128. No swab tests were done. As best as I can tell, Dr. O'Hearn writes, non-toxic, had vaccination, will cover fever with Rosetta 250. Oh, I'm sorry, will cover tachycardia with Rosetta 250 milligram. Diagnosis was febrile illness. No other medication was given for patient to take home. Once again, no workup whatsoever. The family could not speak to me. They didn't speak English, and they're going to call me back later as far as how the child is doing today. Thank you. Next patient is HB, 12-month-old baby with a fever. Nurse says lethargic. Doctor says non-toxic. A febrile 101 temperature at home. Again, no workup. Sent home with viral syndrome. Mom was disappointed. She expected some testing done. She said the doctor looked in the child's ear and said everything is okay. It's probably just a viral infection. No meds were given. Next patient is DB, 53-year-old male with injured foot, diagnosed with toe fracture, given Tylenol number 3. Next patient is LW, 63-year-old male with chest pain, high CPK, high troponin. The nurses were not able to start an IV, was sent out to Kingwood for CT because of cardiac ischemia, possible cardiac ischemia, rule out PE, and patient did not answer the phone when I called. Next patient is WM, 15-year-old with history of low blood cell count. Mom wanted to have the child's blood cells checked again. Child has a lot of behavioral issues, ADHD. The doctor said they need to go back to their PCP. No blood work was done, and it says the exam was counted as normal. The phone number that was left was a bad number. Next patient is TL, is a 43-year-old male with swollen eyes, diagnosed with conjunctivitis, treated with Cipro. Next patient is DI, 21-year-old with ankle, twisted ankle, x-rays negative. Last patient, no one answered the phone. This one, x-rays negative, patient was happy with the care received. Next patient is AR, 6-year-old with sore throat, vomiting, already on Amoxil. No further testing were done. No explanation as why there's vomiting. No fluid challenge in the emergency room. Left message for mom to call me back. Next patient is MH, 55-year-old male, involved in an MBA with high CPK, high troponin, abnormal EKG, was sent out. When I called the patient, he'd already been sent home from the facility in the Woodlands and was cleaning his car, was doing better, was happy with the care received. Next patient is AM, 45-year-old with history of hypertension, on Ibrosartan. Presented with headache. Blood pressure 246 over 158. Came down to 178 over 109. Also, history of slurred speech. Patient apparently had a stroke or a TIA just a month ago. Was given nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligram times 3, and hydroxyzine, 10 milligram. Blood pressure was 178 over 109 at the time of discharge. Cardiac negative. workup negative, CT workup negative. It states that patient left against medical advice, but it is not clear as of why. No one explained it. Next patient is AP. This is an 18-year-old with a 21 weeks pregnant, complaining of low back pain, abdominal pain, fever. Urinalysis negative, fetal heart tones within normal limits. Was sent home with abdominal pain due to pregnancy. Next patient is KR, 13-year-old with broken nose, diagnosed at Kingwood on the 13th. They come in to Texas Emergency because the child is complaining of eye socket hurting and cheek being uneven. The doctor told Dr. O'Hearn told him, well, she has a nasal bone fracture. You need to go see an ENT. Mom says he did not do any further testing, x-rays, or any other workup. Given patient's new symptoms, CT of the facial bone CT would have been appropriate. The child only had a nasal bone x-ray done at Kingwood 4 days ago. Mom was unhappy with the care, mostly because she has had a hard time finding an ENT. Next patient is KM, is a 43-year-old female with history of hypertension, history of stroke. Blood pressure comes in with a blood pressure 201 over 122. No meds were given. Blood pressure came down to 165 over 90. Patient is on some kind of blood pressure medicine and aspirin at home. CBC, CMP, EKG, cardiac workup, CT of the head, and D-dimer were negative. Cardiologist was not called. Diagnosis was atypical chest pain. Patient was sent home with no meds to take home or in the emergency room. Oh, man. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is WS, 88-year-old woman with diarrhea, back pain. No x-rays were done. Diarrhea is off and on. White count was 9.5. Chemistry negative. Urinalysis showed positive bacteria. Guaiac stool was negative. Patient was not checked for C. difficile. No antibiotic given. No treatments were given. Patient is waiting for an appointment with her PCP. Has never had diarrhea this long and states that has not been on antibiotics recently. Next patient is AP, 28-year-old with headache, body ache, congestion, runny nose. COVID test is positive. Chest x-ray was done. Treated with Z-Pak, Plaquenil, Medrol, Dospac, doing better today. Happy with the care received. Next patient is LG, 36-year-old with body ache, fever, chills, positive COVID. Test x-ray was done. It was negative. Treated with Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospac, Plaquenil. Happy with the care received. Next patient is PC, 14-month-old with a swollen mouth after fell and hit against the side of the bed. There's diagnosed with abrasions, but treated with Amoxil. Mom did not answer in the phone. Diagnosed with facial abrasion, treated with Amoxil, sent home. Mom did not answer the phone. Next patient is MB, 48-year-old woman with severe cramping at the bottom of her feet and her leg, has had a history of DVT. No history of diabetes on no medication. Doppler study was negative. No further testing was done. And patient was sent home. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is CT, 29-year-old with history of syphilis, diagnosed in jail. Needed the benzocaine, B-E-N-Z-O-C-A-I-N-E, penicillin, which the hospital did not have, so she left without being seen. Next patient is JD, is a 69-year-old with, it says COPD, abdominal pain, trouble breathing, and wanted a checkup of his pancreas, CBC, CMP, cardiac workup, CT of the abdomen, UA, urine tox screen, EKG were all within normal limits. No prescriptions were given. Patient was sent home. He did not answer the phone. He was mainly there for a checkup. He wasn't having any symptoms at the time, but has had abdominal pain in the past, and a CT was done. Next patient is J.A., 13-year-old with vomiting, dizziness, epigastric pain that improved in the emergency room. CBC, CMP, urinalysis, and UDS were negative. No medications were given. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is C.K., 79-year-old with history of right leg pain. Exam showed tenderness and swelling on the right behind the calf, on the calf on the right leg. No labs were done, but a DVT study was done, which was negative. Patient was sent home with no meds. Diagnosis was leg pain. Left message for patient to call me back. Thank you.